It is now time for Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
Let me hear ya. I love soca. I love soca. Trinity coming again.
Yes. Every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. 6:30 p.m. Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme on VOB 92.9 FM. We're old Uncle Sluggy is bring through the young people and we wake them hearts. We wake them heartbeats. We shake the place, especially at Crop Over. That was Trinity Clark. With some tunes there for Crop Over 2023. Let me tell you, Trinity is sounding good. Trinity, you're coming off clean. You know what I mean? The loving the music. You still sound real good. You're still singing real sweet. But the song still sound the action and not bashment. That's really like when the songs could sound sweet. You know what I mean? We could get some sweet music. Nothing but still some action behind it. Record drums. That's coming. Bigger record drums in the building. Bigger record drums. You might record drums. Give the girls that song live before you left. You know, you got an engagement so you can step there soon. Trinity, great work though. Trinity, great work. I have Cherish Greenish inside with me this evening. Cherish is a performer, a songwriter. Cherish, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Big at you. No, why you entering music? I know you from Small Dancing, right? This Crop Over thing, you know we can get into the music, but you got to answer you some questions first. I know you for dancing, that's how you know you all my life. Mm-hmm. How music get into you, Jessel?
Well, you know music in my blood regardless. So, like watching my brothers and stuff, like growing up, mm-hmm. being at every performance.
You got brothers that sing?
Bruce and Barry
Chandler. Oh, big up
them for sure.
Yeah, big up Bruce and Barry, Roy Marsh Kings, and Barry Party Mornat Kings, so big up them. Historic.
Right. So, you know.
That made you feel like singing, but you were younger and you seeing your brothers, and then was real young too, because then about 19, you know what I'm saying? So, like, let me teenagers, when everything you seeing that made you tell yourself, you want a piece of
but
that.
But I didn't know you could sing that. Yeah,
you didn't know yet. You just you don't want me on stage.
Yeah, I just tried, but I like it.
So, when did you realize that you could write for yourself? Because singing is one thing.
Wow. My godfather died, right, mm-hmm. from Noise Boys. Mm-hmm. He's the first person that brought me to actually sing soca, record my first soca song. It wasn't that good, but that's the first thing that I've sang. And then Stepper.
Bigger Stepper.
Right.
And Bigger Noise Boys too, yeah. You know what I mean? Them Roy Marsh, King student producers.
Stepper know, mm-hmm. you know, Stepper, the rhythm, a feeling.
Yeah.
That, you know, so that was the first song that I
Queen
sang.
Of Badness?
Yes, on that rhythm.
Queen of Badness.
Yeah, and that's the first song that actually got airplay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yes. And when you realize you, I could write for myself, it made it easier for you.
When they get around like Alta and Sadis mm-hmm. and yeah. like Fight and those guys.
Yeah.
That's when they tune into that. So Darkest too. I do a lot of music around Darkest, like dance song. My first dance song song I sang around Darkest.
Yeah, you have to give a lot of kudos to the person
people,
that
yeah.
Let put and Sadis name is coming a lot, you know, like it gotta be inspiring.
Yeah.
You know, and they could be vibing together and in writing sessions, you watching them make up songs on the spot, and they saying you do the same thing. That had to be quite inspiring.
Yeah, Yeah, it was.
Got
that mentality for sure.
So. Yeah, right now, like, the conversation we went against, like, put inside this, as long as that means, you know what I mean? Like, going past talent, like.
It's true.
I believe that that man is already, like, icons in the game. Like, yeah. And it being real serious, I ain't care how old them is. Like, the amount of music them do at the level for this amount of years, you know what I mean? Like, they man got more than 20 hits. You mean? And then they man got songs that ain't hits, but it's pure magic. If you was a musician, you like melody and harmonies. You know what I mean? That sing something bashment is harmonies. It's sweet live on stage. You can't find me two or three other persons in Barbie that sing bashment music. Like, I come and sing together and harmonize on stage properly. You know, you can't find out no other artists. Bring three other bashment soca artists that sing bashment raw, cruel. And the cruelest things too. You know what I mean? That one play up on ear. And I would then come and sing and harmonize it sweet. They may cement their name as legends in the game. So now, crop over 2023. You got two songs out.
Yeah.
One just dropped. And one you dropped before. Who you do this one with?
Which one?
I hear the first one's a big rhythm that gone Coco and all kind of people.
That's Darian Bailey and Nelliot.
And Elliot.
Yes.
Big up, Mr. Bailey. Yeah, working with you. How you get working with these big names? Darren Bailey, play with Marshall and all kind of thing.
You got me good. And,
you know, so you trying to say you the big one?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
You trying to say that you the big one?
But you trying to say that I'm not talented enough that one of those guys could say, Cherish, I want you on the rhythm?
So what you saying? Tell me what you saying that you are?
I think
how dare you to sing the song with Darren Bailey? Like you die, but you die good?
How dare you to think
no? Listen, all you got a song? You got a song?
Ready for
bring that song live, man. She got enough to. You know what?
I don't give up.
We can play up on air. It don't give a what?
You don't have any curses.
What? This radio friendly?
Yes.
Blaze it, play it on side speakers.
You can diss me once, but you can do it again. Whatever you do, boy, I nah feel no way. He watching the style of me bump away. On me roll it and shake it like thunder. Me give him a walk to remember. So it seem like he missing the rapture. See the guy them watching me. Like me missing up on the king man. But it's the time to feel it, yeah. When you look from the outside, you not seeing it, yeah. Best don't think that it's all nice and our sweetness in there. You can say what you want to. Don't take it nowhere. You're minding me business, hope you get paid. You can do your thing right in front of me. I ain't giving up. You can tell all the lies you want from me. I ain't giving up. You can feel how you want to feel from me. I ain't giving up. And what? I not feel nowhere. You can do your thing right in front of me. I ain't giving up. You can tell all the lies you want from me.
What inspired a tune like this? I ain't giving
up. You can diss me once, but you can do it again. Whatever you do, boy.
Wait, Ollie was that.
I tell you what inspired me. You can diss me once, but you can't do it again.
Like, no, so, sense is sweet. Like, give me back a little bit, Ollie. Give me that tune then. Keep that mic on. Keep that mic on. Me hear she.
You're minding your business. Hope you get paid. You can do your thing right in front of me. I ain't giving up. Lies you want from me. I ain't giving up. To feel about me. I ain't giving up. Oh, what? I ain't feel nowhere. You can do your thing right in front of me. I ain't giving up.
So you can see, and just a studio artist. So you're the studio artist. Big up my boy, Raccoon. Make sure Raccoon, mate. Raccoon, come close
sure,
to the mic. Make sure that mic on.
The big the boss, the
test,
boss.
Test that mic there. So 1, 3. 1, 3, testing mic.
Yo, yeah.
Big up the big boss.
What you skinny boots so?
You don't know me, it's always fine with me.
How the season treating you so far, my brother?
Man, the season is sweet, yeah. We're loving it.
They see you producing a lot. You got a lot of tunes out so far.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but then they see, I thought you ain't singing or they ain't talking, they bringing in, then bang, they come just on, getting some sweetness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that always plan.
Yeah, that's the plan. Well, see, they got Slaggy down and Big Block Dallet.
You anything else for the season? Singing boys or producing that we hear
right now? Right. Mm-hmm. We got a rhythm there in this East Coast rhythm. Like
yeah.
Put Charis Panic to.
Yeah, great.
No drop.
Point ready, ready to?
No drop.
I emailed it last night. What
last night? Oh yeah, I can make sure that before we done. East Coast
rhythm.
East Coast this rhythm.
One, you remember party morning? There's a Bruce and Barry back down with East
so
Coast.
Is that Camp vibe?
Well, Bruce Panic.
Wait, where's vibe?
Hear me? Real yes.
I like that. Good evening. Ahanjia Daniel. There's Sequoia on the Zoom match. Make sure we're getting some juice from her. Good evening. Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
Hello, I am okay. How about you?
Hello, I am okay too. Thank you. Hey, big up, freshy, come me hear you. Let me hear you, freshy. Let me hear you.
Evening.
Good. That is my boy, freshy. After the R, let me don't spell it. You know you can't spell good. So big up.
At least you know.
big up, freshy. So I hand you. They see the season. I see you quit the whole season. Then all of a sudden, bang, you see him performances by NCF. Bang, you see him performances in the tank. And then bang, a sexy song come out. Like where all this come from? All of a sudden, like what tank are you in? First things first. When next can people see you in the tank? And what are you singing in the tank?
Well, this year I am with COB All-Stars. Bigger, this is my second year.
Bigger All-Stars.
And the next time that people can see me in the tent is actually tomorrow. We are in the north at Dara Jordan.
Damn.
6 p.m.
Tomorrow where?
In the north.
Damn.
At Dara Jordan.
Bigger everyone in St. Lucie. Everyone in St. Lucie come out tomorrow night in the gang action. So, who any noticeables in the tank that you loving in tank besides yours, of course. I got a question to ask you first.
Most of the cast, I guess.
I got a question to ask you first. How call he's listening and big up my buddy listening, and thanks for coming out to the launch. How calling Spence again trouble this year in tank? Still as usual or calling behaving?
Giving the most trouble.
The most. Like that, Colin can't stop. No, this track that we have from you, Ahanjia. I don't know if we want to play this song yet, though. Cause this one is a mood. You think we should play it yet? this.
I think you should play it when you're ready.
The boy, like how this song come about, and why is this song so different from everything else you recorded?
Well, I wanted to showcase the more jovial side of me. Everybody is accustomed to the social commentary and all the other genres, you know, wanting talent. So everybody's accustomed to all of that.
Yeah.
And then when Bing Got Talent made the link with Sadis, Sadis came through with this song, and I just recorded it actually one evening after a CAPE exam when it was a 6 my foundation.
Well, the exam was...
I left the exam and went right to the studio.
The exam was hard. You take it out on the tune? Or the exam was easy and how you feeling good?
I had chemistry that day.
That was your favorite subject.
It wasn't bad at all, really.
Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I wanted
it. Well, so when we hear this song, though, we can hear how much of a good mood you were in.
Definitely, man. That song is my fun song.
Look for Ahanjia, because she said, listen, hear the story, people. One day after Cape. Let me don't wait. Keep it playing Lord on the background, Ollie. Keep it playing Lord on the background. Don't look at me, Cherish. One day after Cape exam, Ollie, right? She did the exam. Feeling good, feeling great, you know? End up getting A++. So you tell yourself, you, this exam got me feeling good. I should go and celebrate. Had to go and record a tune. And as a result, how she felt come out and how she sung on this track. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reigning junior monarch queen of Barbados, Ahandjia Dayo, triple crown winner of the Richard Stout Teen Talent Competition. This one is called Tap the Wine. Give me it all. You got the love doctor on the inside, man. When a man always crop overseas and they feeling sexy. Very true. Load on the music. Listen, 434-1790. That's the number, Ollie. 434-1790. 434-1790. When you remember Ahandjia from Junior Monarch, when you remember Ahandjia from Teen Talent, this is Ahandjia. No, I want to hear her when I love and the vibe. She sound like a big woman. No, she sound like a grown woman. The WhatsApp number is 266-4862. 266-4862. And Vicky, you just call me and knock off my life. 434-1790 is the number, not my cell phone number. 434-1790. Ollie, give me that song from the top. Give me that song from the top. Ahandjia Dayo, Tap the Wine. Listen, Ollie, I could hear from that she was feeling good that day. vocals on point. I love the voice. I love the tone and the texture in this song. I love it. Stepping outside of the box, you know what I mean? Again, saying sanctuary, I like that feeling. Song, it's only ready for the big stage. How was the experience recording this one? Uh-huh, just saying that you've never done anything like this before, you know, in that vein. How was the experience recording it? How do you put yourself in that frame of mind?
Honestly, it was pretty interesting. Considering that there wasn't that much time with the lyrics and stuff, so you know, for some people it just be an entire internalization process and all of that. Mm-hmm. I actually recorded with lyrics the same day, the same time. Like, I was only just seeing the lyrics.
Well, that was your fault.
So I was doing all of that simultaneously. It was interesting though. It was not as rigid as other music that I would have done before, because I am also classically trained, so I understand music at that level, and then to apply all of what I knew and the freedom that I had vocally, and that you were saying, tone and text, Joyce, like, for me that was a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm. Big ups to LaVon. LaVon loving the vibe. LaVon enjoying the vibe, saying nice. LaVon loving that one. Loving the one with Cherish. Big ups to you. Big ups to Auntie Jane, locked on, telling me she loved the vibes. Big ups to you, Pepsi, Valerie. Big ups to you in Canada and Xtreme. Big up yourself, Xtreme, locked on. You know, every Saturday, my family's got your radio blasting in front hosts in Canada. So big ups to Wanna and everybody on the outside. Cherish Greenwich. Cherish Greenwich, come close to the microphone.
Yes, sir.
No. What can we expect from you for this crop over season, ma'am? Can we expect to see some whining and wailing on stage? Can we expect some sweet performances? Can we expect? This is what we can expect? We can expect.
For sure.
This is what we can expect here?
Mm-hmm.
This one?
And more.
And more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
Ahanja Dial. Great work.
Yes,
great work. I love the vibes. We can hear this song that you doing in the tent, social commentary. We can get to hear that soon.
Yes, please. I'm supposed to be in studio soon to record it.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. People, you can look forward for that. Ahanja Daniel, 434-1790. Call and tell me if you're loving the vibe. You know, I would love to hear the children sing Junior Mark songs forever. But I love this one. All of you really, really loving that. Good job, Ahanja. 434-1790. Shout out to Wesley and everybody on the outside. No! You gave me this one, but I want this one, but Cherish yet. I want that one yet. We can be playing that last. We're playing that last. Freshie, come in the dance. Come in the dance.
Right here.
Yes, Rekon, tell me that you got 17 songs for the season. Rekon said, Rekon said, when everything turned ready, every station is a Freshie song.
Yeah, that was the plan from last season, you know, that.
You plan to be ready.
I excited myself this year. Yeah, I said to myself this year, you know, I forced myself in, don't matter what kind of soca playing, I want to be in rotation, whether it be Bashman, whether it be sweet groovy, whether it be a bouncy groovy, I want to be in rotation for everything. So basically, that's how it came about, the plan working so far. And people loving the vibe, man, really, really loving and
which
appreciation.
Bitchman, you would say you're getting the most response for. You got about three that I can't tell which one getting the most response. You got about three that huge. Which one you getting?
Right now.
Yes.
I would say as of recent, I would say Bashment Garden. That is on the more Bashment side, you know. But so far, everybody loving Horn because, you know, everybody get Horn already. So it's relatable to everybody.
Horn is my
you
son.
You know, everybody loving Horn.
Yeah, Horn is my
Wayne.
Son. I gotta thank you. Look for Horn Boy Freshie there, Ollie. I gotta thank you very much for singing the song like Horn, you know, for the man like me. You know, get some
for the man like us, you know. Yeah. You and myself and Rakan for sure.
Right now, Rakan.
Oh, you
brother.
Leave Rakan out of that.
That's my brother. You know, listen. Get Horn. I get Horn and she calls us in the church. That's my girl too, but
well, good night.
What
good night, William Orange.
I just got that, you know.
That be
like, but why? Because of women like me, like,
so fresh. The horn, the song will explain why men is get horn from a military cherished. Your song horn with explain that.
Yeah, I mean, at the end, don't get me wrong. Let me say this.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
You know, they are good women. They are very good women.
In Barbados?
Yeah, in Barbados.
Sure. They say that all Bajan women, listen now, 4341790. They say that Barbadian men rank number one when it comes to being faithful, and the women rank number seven. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we don't cheat.
They say like Bajan men, they being serious. They say Bajan men are the most faithful men in the world. But the women is like number seven, sure. Which ain't bad. Cause if you count all the countries in the world, being in the top seven is great. We got enough countries in the world. You know what I mean? But
for sure.
The city is number one. And Freshie's song is gonna explain why Benjamin is number one and why Benjamin is number seven. I'll give you a little piece of right there.
She daughter, I even pay the light rent and water. Cash she the kind of like dinner.
It's a horn.
Pay for a week at the villa.
It's a horn.
Pay for all kind of things for the car, no, and the new rent.
You gosh, I get home.
You can believe this here. After all that I do,
and I still get home.
Can you believe this here? Another man get you. Oh gosh, I get horn. I get horn. The money slow down, now she walk up and go. Oh gosh, I get
home.
But the horn is a horn, on the way I take it down. Look, should have warm up. Tell him I know you is a horn. You plan that you're right on me morning, evening, no nights in home, and the dogs, but they never bark yet. Walk for the main friend, they say ain't no track. Jump into the cruise and another little fact. In the game, man, they love a good sex. Get still,
it's a horn.
If you treat your girlfriend good,
it's a horn.
Kiss you all the money that you could,
it's a horn.
Say school, she son and she daughter,
it's a horn.
I even pay the light rent and water,
it's a horn.
Cash she the kind of like dinner,
it's a horn.
Pay for a week at the villa,
it's a horn.
Pay for all kind of days for the car, no, and the new ring.
Oh gosh, I get home.
You can believe this here. After all that I do,
I still get home.
Yo, Freshie.
Yes, please.
You do all them things and still get horn, brother?
Yeah, you know, some women are appreciative and others not so. It's not so much. Cherish, you good?
Why me?
Some women are very appreciative and some are not so much on that
side.
So
you pay the car, no,
it was
not that.
Very much fun doing this song.
Uh-huh.
I wrote it myself. It just came about at Noise Boys as a fun thing, you know, a met sport thing. They say, you know, turn this into song. Oh, everybody get horn, you know, everybody been through that process, but why not put it through a song? But
I know if
you not
get horn
make
yet.
It something, you know, if you get horn,
I know yet.
Right time, you know, you get horn.
Whoa, you know, telling me,
yeah, you get horn.
You gotta have
we've been there, done that.
You gotta have a conversation when they get home.
Yeah, don't wait, they get home.
Good
but
right
like you were saying, you know, I wanted to do this song in a way as to where people not think about, you know, their horn and experience and, you know, feel down. you know, you give that horny song, but still a fun side to it. So that's how horn came about, and people loving the vibe, man. People loving the vibe.
No, he's big up still. I loving that one. No, horn is my tune. Horn, ding song, corn song. Then three songs and my songs right now.
Yeah, big up for Noise Boys on production at
right now. Sure. In top three, them top three songs right now. Oh, horn doing very well. You think it's because maybe was singing this song, any flashbacks come to you?
No, it was a flashbacks, you know, but
So Cherish, when you got a question for Cherish and Ahanjie.
Okay.
Oh Lord.
Ahanjie, you come in please.
I'm here.
Yes, but when you see right boy take the cloak though.
Because you are.
is it a cloak? Am I a clone? Answer, Terry. Is the clone?
Yes. Okay, good. We know that good.
So, when I know, right. So, Ahanjie, when you hear a man like freshy, right? Like, you know, fairly masculine. You know, I feel he's real mature. But then come on, poor, he heart in a song like this. Let everybody know how much things he do for he ex girl. And she's still horny. When you hear a man pouring with a heart like this, how does it make you feel? And do you like these type of songs?
The laugh.
Let's ask her freshie. You laughing already, Ahanjie? Are you
really
serious?
Why are you smiling? Got a whole set of different dimensions, mm-hmm. and is I guess he was being vulnerable to what he experienced, and he wanted to express it in song,
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case may have been. I am laughing because, like freshie said, to each his own, and everybody does internalize and deal with things differently. So I guess that's the way he wanted to deal with it,
mm-hmm.
but.
But you like you all like to hear a man pouring the heart. Right, so you like to hear a man pouring the heart at this?
Listen.
I don't mind. I don't mind it at all.
Come talk. Speaking to the
I
mic.
I don't want to talk.
Speaking to the
I
mic.
I'd rather not. Yeah. I'd rather not. The man has brought the heart and has been doing bare foolishness. So I don't mind all that pouring out heart, but at all.
But what are you saying, Cherish?
I am just saying what Renaud said.
You would know.
Out of the two, why don't you say that men are more faithful?
Who, me?
Yeah,
that's right.
I think so for Drew ain't working.
Okay. Freshie
singing
that song too. So Freshie or horn song is Lace?
No, these things that happen, you know, they got some. I mean,
oh, so it happened to you.
No, I never say it happened to me, it happened to we.
My name, it happened to you.
Mm-hmm. It happened to we. You heard they said we on me direct with them other jokes.
We?
Direct. And Stephen Nida.
You're right.
It happened to you because you probably deserve to be harmed. Probably, you don't know. So say, set talk for yourself. Don't speak for the other guy.
All right, freshy boy.
That's why all of me in the same boat.
Not me. You and the boat alone.
See,
you are the Jolly Roger.
So freshy to say this horn song. So you see the controversy this horn song causing already. All we have a caller?
Yeah, but.
You see the phone line is going crazy. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. I have the young people inside with me today.
Yes, great evening, sir. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, my brother.
Oh, wonderful. Great to hear you.
Yes, please.
You can. God bless.
Yes, God bless you too. Talk to me.
Thanks. Well, I think that listening to the song Prayer,
uh-huh.
you would want sadness on your soul. Rhythm with that song because she's talking about somebody coming to her, but he's saying that he needs a woman.
What? Wait, say, no, that, say that again?
Because what you have to say is that you're asking somebody to come and whine on you, but in Saddest Song, which would be a good remix, that you're able to get somebody that needs you and that wants you and that will come.
Oh, nice. So you got some lyrics for her? Do you have some lyrics for
this
her?
Body pain, thank you.
Is this Cog? This is DJ Cog?
DJ Cog, yeah, Kingdom of God.
Well, Kingdom of God. Cog, do you have any lyrics for her?
You got to give me a rhythm.
No, it's going to... If you give me a rhythm, ain't give me a time, ain't going to delay. If you want something for you, no acapella.
Problem. All right,
Put on the earphones, fellas. Mm-hmm. There we go. DJ Cog right now live on air. Got some lyrics for Ahanjie Daniel. The real,
yes, that's right.
The reply.
All right.
Ahanjie, you listening? All right, Ahanjie, are you listening? Page Miss Danielle.
Locked on.
Yes, please.
Locked on.
Let me go. DJ Cog live on air. VOB 92.9 FM.
Yeah, I Three. Was born for this. Well, go made on. For this. Everybody, girl, got that bliss. But you see, the girl like you, you got a rhyme. So this is Beijing Rhythm for True. What we doing for you, we doing it like Sluggy Dime, the mind, the real dime. So we can get it right on tonight and we can jam. But let me tell you what we can first do. We can get it right because this VOV, dude. So what we can do, we can play the song and then you can talk and we can throng. And then we can go in the throng and in a crowd, and then we can go together in a song, like this song that I sing, which was right and not wrong.
Big up DJ Cog. Let me go.
Yeah,
let me go.
Bigger.
Let me go to my best love. Listen, I want you to do though, you see with the hand here and that particular song, what would be the thing about that is that it has a different message. It has a nice ragga soca rhythm, but it has a slightly different message to everybody else, which makes it upgrades it to the next level.
Yes. All right, big ups. People, that was DJ Cog, my brethren. 434-1790. Keep the calls calling. Give me Freshie song company because listen, right? He won't hear Ollie. Freshie was getting horned. You know, you try to beg Cherish. Tell him, I mean, stop horning us so bad.
He tried to beg me.
Right, so you see Cherish.
He want a chance, but it's not happening, so Freshie.
You see Cherish. Yeah.
It's not gonna happen, fam. It's not happening.
Oh, you mean a chance to the rapper?
I know you are. Chance you feel you're a comedian. So that's this next song. That mean that's hurting you.
Ooh, boom. Beaten, rhythm, and rhyme. So Freshie, right? At first, Freshie was saying get horn, right, Ollie? No, he's saying he wants some company. You understand? I want you to play a party. I want you to play a party with Freshie. I hear what Freshie telling you. Man, knowing this one. You can hear what you were going to sing songs at Harney. You know what I mean? You just want a bumper. Just find a bumper to wind on. Just find you a bumper to wind on. You winding on it?
Season. Crop over. This summer festival.
So you don't think that's...
Just find me a bumper to wind on.
So you don't think that leads to Harney? You falling get crazy still, Ollie?
We had a call to sir.
Yeah, for sure. Call back. I'm home for crop over. So put me up.
Sorry. The call dropped out. 434-1790. 434-1790. We got Cherish on the inside. We got Wreck on Drums. We got Ahanji. We got Freshie. And entering the chat is Carissa Chase. Big ups to Carissa each and every time. So Freshie outside for crop over.
Yeah, for sure, but all dope.
So you got how much songs out so far?
This NCFR project made song number 7.
Well,
track number
songs.
7. So yeah.
You could get all these songs. You could get all these songs singing from Steve.
Yeah, for sure, 7 plus.
I still got energy and thing.
You the peeping? For sure, you say man, you know it just. When you love what you do, you know, you don't consider work. You just consider it as enjoyment. So, loving the thing. Sometimes I sing, before this song dropped, I sang all six, you know, and they didn't even feel it six. And ten minutes, man. But so far as they talk, they're teeth in time from me.
Seven songs.
So, you know, I just really enjoy myself.
Seven songs in 10 minutes?
Really. Nah, six only 10 minutes. That was before the 7th tune. Nah, that was also at the NCS Street Link. So
you the spraying and singing.
He does
Sandy chorus. Nah, not really.
just getting.
You can watch the footage as well. The footage is on YouTube.
For YouTube.
I took my time at the Street Link, man.
It want all no? seven songs, all the song, the whole song, full out, full performance.
Would I like one of them?
Yeah, but I love like mine. You can see that tomorrow. You can catch me like my action tomorrow.
Well, I love that. Where can we catch you tomorrow, bro?
Tomorrow you can find me at Turtle Bay, Mikey and Marzil pop up party. You can find me there tomorrow for sure.
Performing again, all the sweet ones and all the bashmen.
Yeah, I see out here. Yeah, like walking up. Bye, 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 bye.
Well, where are you?
Yeah, I can't help it.
You playing?
Nah, that's my father.
Well, you see
that people.
Yeah, you see that rehearsals walking up. Bye.
Tomorrow, what time do people can come over to see you, Freshie?
Starting at five.
And you said where you say it is?
Turtle Bay ladies 2-for-1. So if you got a friend, cherish. If you got another female friend, no, I said ladies 2-for-1. So cherish, you know, bundle up your friend. You know, and you throw one again for that same drink. Throw one again for that same $20. So that's $10 per person. Real sick.
Yes, big as that's Freshie. Freshie, you got going away yet, but we done with you, kind of. But
you're not going away. I ain't going away.
Pull up. Carrie said they want this sweet one. This sweet one can't keep shit out too late, you know, this beautiful face. We keeping Cherish to the end, but pull up. Carrie said, let me hear if you say Carrie's a tune. We got a hand jump on the inside, Freshie from the inside. We got record drums coming up next. Big boss. Big up you right here, the sweet vocals, Ollie, so like easy, so. Big up you now, Carissa.
Yes.
Crop over 2023, and they can't let you out. They can't let you out, they do.
Not at all.
How you feel, big up doing on the line, big up Cherish and Rekon Drums too. How you feel, talent galore, I agree. How you feel being able to contribute, but not only being able to contribute, having a project that come out so good. I love everything about it. The music especially. Big up Justy too on the production. You gotta big up Justy on the production. And Freshie, you are big up Daddy Bubbles on that production. with the freshie, for sure. No, the persons you work with on this track, you know, this was off your clip, so forward, this was funded by the NCF, so it got bigger than NCF for supporting the youth too, you know what I mean? The CAS, no problem, full production, full promotion, everything, marketing, everything, even the online them dealing with, so it got said bigger to the NCF, you know what I mean? Bigger to doing lockdown, doing loving the music, the same talent galore. No. Who you work with on this track, and how was it recording this one?
The producer for the track was Justy. My mentor was Nikita, and the song was written by Slucky.
Nikita?
Yes,
Nikita. How was it working with Nikita? It was in the studio when he was recording, and I was seeing some parts of the song he was singing. Then I see Nikita in the studio, went to the booth, and then when she come out, you sing the part, you sing certain parts far different. To that way, don't take the credit, because how he worked the song, it's not how you sing the song 100%. So you got bigger Nikita too on arrangement. So some certain parts of the song where you're making us sing it completely different, that was due to her coaching and mentorship?
Yes, it was.
So how was that experience for you? Hearing someone give you a different perspective on how you could interpret a melody?
I felt pretty privileged, actually, because she brought a different aspect to it. Like you said, singing it different emotions on different lines. So it really made a change in the song.
Mm, I like that. Different emotions on different lines.
Yeah.
So it means she made you really listen to what you're singing.
Yeah.
Wow. So that way, partially, it's me sounds so sweet.
Yeah, and the main thing was singing and smiling.
Boy, what does that do for you?
It's bring happiness to the song, something that I don't usually do on a day-to-day basis. So singing and smiling also made a difference for me.
That's good, Ollie. You know what I mean? It's good to show that the young people is be listening and taking it in. So I love that singing and smiling. So you think that some of these things that you learn from the experience with Nikita, and biggest Nikita when you sing, you will take this on, you will take this with you into other songs. It's things that you find that will help you no matter what you're singing.
Yeah, for sure. You can apply it to future projects, and I'm pretty sure the outcome would be just as good or even better.
I love that. Absolutely love that. So we can type in the words. And Ollie, give me that one again, please.
Slucky is the young lady who was here last year.
Yeah.
The chef.
Yes. Please.
Wow. Your memory good?
My memory's fantastic, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing her live on Worthing.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of your events.
Slucky. Christmas. For Christmas.
Fantastic.
You got bigger you. People know you. People know you, carry someone. Cherish, I hear you. You microphone on. Good. Ollie, give it that one. This is Carissa. Carissa, you name your full name or that's Carissa?
Just Carissa.
This is Carissa. This one is called It's Me and it's on all radio stations. Ollie, make sure you got that label correct.
So written by Sluggy.
Make sure it's not written by me. Make sure that.
Is it written by who wrote the song?
Sluggy wrote the song.
Bim got a talent project unit. Everybody help. Rack on Drums help. Freshie help. Randy Eastman help. I write most, but not people help. And when you hear she sing, it's me and all them parts that ain't me, that's Nikita. I don't take credit, for the engine. Working is more than just putting no words on the track. You know what I mean? If I put no words on Cherish, give me the hook, not real hard. Or Cherish, give me the part of the song that people like real bad. You know what I mean? That song is worth as much as it's mine.
No drama on the floor when I'm whining. No bad vibes, no distractions, baby. So come is the easy way I'm living. And every time I feel good, I blaze it. No drama on the floor when I'm whining. So come is the easy way I'm living.
working on your song already.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, the song real sweet.
Thank
Kerosene. You. Yeah, good job. And reason why all these be real words can't take credit, because you see that sweet part in the song, man. It's me, oh na na na, yeah. Kerosene, nah, yeah. I ain't write that. I write that. I didn't even know that was in your song. Mm-hmm. Until I hear your song finish. Actually, I hear Nikita with that in the booth. But I didn't know that I sang you the point, though.
Yeah.
That it's me, oh. That was your idea, Nikita?
Nikita.
See? You know me record it like for real. And I take you credit for Nana ain't do, you know what I mean? That part is so sweet too. So big ups to you. Big ups to Nikita. Cherish singing it already, that mean it God be sweet. Cause you know Cherish. You know she feel it, she ain't like it, she ain't say she ain't like it. So this make sure you got that button from mute fast, Ollie. Right. No! This one will pull up the record on drums. Pull up record on drums. Ahanje, tell me how you feeling about that one for your buddy. Carissa, you're hearing Carissa singing so sweet, you know, up in there. Never ever. All up in there and thing. How you feel about that one?
Man, I love all the tracks on the EP, but this one is extra special because that same evening we recorded it together already. We shared the space. So that was fun.
No bad voice. Blaze it.
I know that again, girl.
Calypso Forward Project record drums. That one is called No Bad Vibes. All the make sure that I label correctly. So when people call and request No Bad Vibes, they will find it. Not Future Forward. They got Tiny Locked On. Same way made by the artist No Record Drums. Who wrote this one?
That song was written by Tariq Ellis. Tariq Womari Ellis.
Oh, nice. Big up Tariq Ellis. Top class on record. And who was the producer?
Darian Bailey. Well, big up Darian Bailey all the time.
Yeah, Mr. Bailey, playing his magic, on the outside, locked on. Big up to you, Mr. Bailey. No, we could expect anything else from you for the season. And with the direction of this song, why you decided to take this approach? I know he's a soca man, you know, but this one from the vocals alone, you got a different vibe, a different feel, you know, and you're singing too. Was this on purpose? And can we expect anything more of this?
For sure, man. When I hear music, I used to think international with you. I don't want to put myself in a box. So like when I write in that stuff, mm-hmm. I like to fuse the music like with pop, R&B, mm-hmm. you know? So I just try different stuff with the music. Even like East Coast, then you will hear like the melody and the music is not soca, but the drums are soca. Mm-hmm. So it can get a different flavor, right?
I like that.
I make it walk up, bah, 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 you know what I mean?
I like that. And that's a good approach to have to the music, you know? Trying to get the music, go sailing, trying to take the music places, and trying to be a pioneer for the music, you know, and a champion for pushing the Bajan music all over. So, big at you for that. Big at Extreme Sonku Movements, locked on to. We got a lot of international people. Big at one of No Bad Vibes, Raccoon Drums, make sure we're going to call and request that. Now, the last one, Ollie, me writing by the most hardest one in the group. I want you to pull up that one. No! Before we play this one, and get your final word from them. Who wrote this one, Miss Greenwich? Who wrote this song?
Miss Greenwich.
Well, who produced it?
Dwayne Dress.
Well, big up Dwayne Dress, but they also want to work.
Yes, big up Dwayne Dress.
I'll tell you what, Slug, I'll give you up to 8 o'clock so you can play the song and then come back and have a chat.
I will take 8 o'clock, but not with them. I want them gone. I want No, cherish me writing. You write this after hearing the rhythm first, or this is something you already had in your head?
I wrote this on the rhythm, yeah. It was just like a demo kind of. The rhythm wasn't finished as yet, though.
Mm. So where does this vibe come from? This feel like a summer vibe period, not just crop over, you know? Like this feel like something could play in August, something could play at Summer Jam. Where did the vibe come from?
We wanted to fuse dancehall in a little bit with the soca.
Oh, sweet. And that would come from. Yeah. And what you choose?
They wanted my dancehall vibe on the soca rhythm.
I love this. And what you choose the topic like this? Like me writing? What you choose the topic like that?
Because this is just everyday stuff that we go through, you know? Like, there's a lot of negative people out there praying for you to fall, praying for you not to get through in life. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. A lot of fake people pretend they want you to get through, which in deep down inside they really don't. Mm-hmm. So it's just we writing is just like, you know, we doing us. We not caring what nobody say, what nobody think.
Mm-hmm. And that's where this song come from.
Yeah.
People you had at first, you had Tech the Wine by Yahanjay, you know that one, sweet and sultry vocals galore. You're gonna hear that a lot. Then we had Carissa, big up Carissa. We had Freshie. Carissa tune is called It's Me. Freshie tune is called Party. We had Rock on Drums. No Bad Vibes, loving that one song, international. And now this is the fifth song off of the Calypso Forward EP. You know, big ups to Bim Got Talent and the whole entire crew. This I love this project, you know, I feel extreme proud of everyone. Big up Lisa Howell too, who work with the artists and the management of the artists and the styling and so on. Big up Vinel who helped with the styling also. Shout outs to Adrian Order, who was one of the producers for the overall project, you know, one of the coordinators. I appreciate you doing big up to the whole of the NCF crew, Miss Roberts and the whole crew who worked this project. Ollie, if it being real, I just hope that things like this could happen much more all during the year. And you know me, like, I fear I ain't biased to music only. You know what I mean? If you got 10 young chefs out there that somewhere in the ghetto that, you know, people don't really see them, they make their own America or they make their own certain things for them in care, you know what I mean? Like, go and support them. If you got persons that cherish who got her own 40 morning band as a young lady, own 40 morning band and designs and everything, cherish and went do herself. You know what I mean? If you got products like that, go and.
What's the name of the band, Slugs?
Cherish is right there.
Pardon?
What's the name of the band?
Ambala.
Spell it for the people so they can search me online.
AMBALA.
Right.
4 day. That's Instagram.
Yes. Yeah, we also have Ambala.
For sure. For sure. You know, and it's supporting Ambala for, strong, you know, that's family. So, for like, sure. it was.
I know, but what about you in that?
You know who's gonna be there for sure.
No, the whole team there, but like I was saying, like on a real, I don't know the big boys is listening and doing you all listening to. I want projects like this to get enough more support. And like I said, like I was telling me and Raccoon having a conversation like this off mic, like Raccoon drums and three other young producers that he know good, that he know well. He could work with, you know what I mean? Because you can't work with everybody. That's obvious. It got to be somebody that's serious about it, that really want it. But record on 3 or 4 more producers, you know, when it could sit down for 6 months and create magic every day, and then y'all each of want to work with 5 or 6 young new artists, you know what I mean? And then see what happened. And then like the same thing they were doing football, where you got 75 football teams all over the island practicing. You know what I mean? They want you that for art too. And it could be culinary art too. It could be people that making their own sauces. You know what I mean? Their own creations when it comes to different dishes. It could be people that designing clothes. You know what I mean? It could be people that helping with robotics and so on. Just want to see the youth get support. And to be honest, this was just me fighting to do it, to just show that I could do it. And I didn't know if I could do it. Persons that well more loved than I am, got much more money than I am, got much more cliques than they do, and you know, in better positions than I am, and got more power and influence than me, want you all to do it too. So that's like, if it being real, Cherish and Raccoon, Carissa, Freshie and Ahanjia, that's the real reason they do it, to show that the man brat, poor, it being real, you know what I mean, can't for any right, see it, can't for any ghetto for real, that I could be saying, you see me, that's ain't chasing nothing else, just helping the youth and a brilliant project come out, and it only count good because I wanna, because I can't sing, you know what I mean? Now I record it in the studio, I produce it nor nothing, you know what I mean? Like champion it is my project, yeah. But one or two point it work, and it shows that Cherish you good on your own, you know what I mean? You don't need no favors, you good and ready to work. It shows that you ready right now, you don't need nobody to give a leg up, you just need the opportunity and you can plainly work yourself. It shows that Cherish is ready right now. You get me? A hand you obviously proven, you know, we can't wait so much things and not be ready, but it shows that she's serious about it. Rock on drums and not only producing, come and show you that he only a young man that, because the whole is rock on 19?
Yeah, 19.
19 years old, you know what I mean? If you don't know big tunes like Coco song,
Man, listen, I heard your name. I heard your name over the last 3 years. You got some serious talent,
y'all. Yeah, and one some of the biggest tunes from the radio. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some of the biggest tunes from the radio, right? But it shows that he good on his own and he could do projects on his own too, and then look at Freshie. Freshie got 7 songs. Oh, people may feel, people know feel like Freshie before we go be end with Cherish song, I want you to speak on this. You know, you get about 4 messages so far, which may not seem like a lot, but 4 messages of people, you, this little man boy, telling me so. You know what I mean? And Freshie just singing along. You like this little man boy, it shows that
respect.
It shows that people is doing see the word right, but doing the word is important. You know what I mean? Because if he just stop, because he ain't getting a big hit, or he just not take it serious all these years, you know what I mean? What will happen, no one happen. So if he really good to see a man like Freshie could got 3 or 4 big tunes on the radio after coming through. How you feel, Freshie? Where some people feel, you know, come to the blue, and then some other people see the word. How do you take both? How do you take both comments?
Well, how I see it is that, you know, some people don't see the story but they see the glory. And in that instance, you know, I don't see it as a bad thing, because when you got songs like, got songs this season, when I got songs like this, songs I have for this season, you know, it will make people go back and look at my catalog and be like, you know, like, this is a good song. Or like, I hear this song play once or twice, but I didn't know it is the same person. So it will also resurrect and give life into previous songs. Then there are the others, like, and I'm only saying this now because he just hold on all of me, or that he's due for all of us, but then there are other people like Sluggy and Rock and Drums that, you know, was there from the get-go.
Yeah.
You know, that stood there, that always believe in the talent and keep telling me about Freshie Mind, you know, the things,
and
you know, everybody in the state.
And as a youngster too, that was in Rock and Drums corner so hard, because like, from the beginning, you know what I mean, Rock on Drums was there, and he's only 19. You know what I mean? And everybody know, they're like 5 years, people know they're pushing through, and And even when Raekwon wasn't producing, he was still there in the corner. Even when he wasn't producing,
yeah, for
he,
sure.
Even when he had no learning.
And I only did that young so born into music.
Yeah.
So yeah. If he's so good at this age, you know, imagine when he developed more as an artist and as a producer.
Yeah, it's true, but I want people to know that he already know. So yes, yes, sure. I believe in development. Yes, I believe in development. Or you don't get me wrong, I believe that Sun Young Swish should be the turn. I believe in putting in the hard work. But don't tell me that in Barbados, no youngster, no child is a star. You want to tell me all of the world, England, America, Africa, all these places got child stars. People that real young, that phenomenal, that's millionaires. We know them. Raekwon know them. Clarissa know them. Cherish know them. All of we know them. There's got children that be stars all over the world. So don't tell me because Raekwon is 19, he got away at 10 years. When every boss in the world got 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds that done the stars. When Chris Brown had the number one song in the world, he did 15. And Chris Brown can't sing better than Raekwon drums. No way. You know what I mean? You can dance better. You can't dance.
No. All right, Terry got two left.
They get school for dancing.
Yeah. And you producing, and listen, Ben, Raekwon forever in the young sleep. You could write, sing, and produce your own music, my brother. You know what I mean? That ain't there that you could sneeze at. And I know a lot of people just do it, but I tell them that a lot of people don't do it good. You know what I mean? When they can't find me, when they can't show me four people that's right, sing, and produce good, they got men that produce real good. But they don't sing real good. You know what I mean? That's just the truth.
They rap.
When they hear the singing now, they can got some big songs, but they don't sing good. Raekwon is do all good. So biggest to you. Freshy, biggest to you. Keep the good word. Uh-huh, Jay. Anything before you go?
Sure.
Anything before you go for the season?
I just want people to check me out in COB All-Stars 10. I am the youngest Calypsonian in the tank. Only 19.
Bang. Biggest to you. COB. That is COB All-Stars. Tomorrow, the location, though, is Dara Jordan Secondary School in St. Lucie, Kakach. Ahanje, Daniel, biggest to her. Fresh, she said tomorrow, he playing the beast. Fresh, where you are tomorrow?
Yeah, Turtle Bay tomorrow, $20 entry fee. Ladies 2-for-1, so that is ladies, two ladies for $20.
Right.
So everybody, you know, come on, enjoy the vibe. A lot of DJs, a lot of artists, just come on, enjoy yourself.
And Cherish, I know you've got, you're the business lady, don't let Ronnie down you. You're the business lady, mm-hmm. You know, anywhere where we can find you, where your business is running, you see your nails looking good and all kinds of things, you're still doing nails, I think?
Yes, my salon is located in Worthing, opposite the Sands Hotel, down there by Main Event, Worthing Christchurch.
Mm. Worthing Christchurch? Worthing Christchurch by Main Event. And what's the name?
Pretty Little Nails.
Pretty Little Nails. So
give us the name of that 4-day morning band again, spell.
Ambala, the 4-day band.
Ambala. Yes.
You can check it out on Instagram as Ambala 4-day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ambala.
Registration ends July the 8th.
Correct. My favorite section is off-road.
Wait, off-road setup?
Love it.
Not yet. Soon though.
Listen, right? Off-road is it right?
They ran on black leather.
I can't want to sell up. I'm jumping in there, but right. You know, right. I'm battling for 40 more. Listen, people. Listen. You believe that? You believe that? What boy boy mean?
I eat so this.
That's what boy boy mean.
Actually, we know you also.
What boy boy mean?
Carissa,
are you still working? I know last time we spoke to you, we were supervising and all kind of thing. You still doing that?
Yep.
And still balancing your music?
Yep.
You getting it handled?
Of course.
You sure?
I don't have a choice.
Oh, well, how can we find you on any socials?
You can find me on Instagram at @I_am_Carissa.
Well, again, let me give you a number. Let people find you.
Please don't give up my number. Well, thank you.
Ollie, how we can find you on Instagram?
Raekwon Drums, give us the information.
You can find me on all platforms at Raekwon Drums.
Raekwon.
All platforms.
Is Raekwon Drums. Ollie.
Raekwon.
Bigger tiny upon the inside, upon the outside. Ollie, want you Blaze Cherry songs for the last weekend?
Just before we go, we're going to say good evening to Lou the Bajan.
Luke, come and tell people, Bubba, you know? Come.
And before we start this tune, you see this tune here from Cherish? This is a big tune, so attacking this tune. And then we want to see up on the road. I'm baller for the band. We outside here.
I'm going to play all of the songs after 8 o'clock. When you guys leave, I'll play all of the songs one more time.
Lou, how you doing? How are you?
Man, it's good. My phone matter, but I get a guitar. Currently at the music shop, I got some stuff coming up.
You got a guitar?
I got a guitar. Yeah, the music shop needs to get a little fixed, but you can see.
Mute them microphones. All the microphones. Good. You got a guitar?
Yeah.
Good. Nice and loud. So,
when you get here, I think it's Pride the Nation talent show or something. So, I supposed to be representing Christchurch that coming up.
Singing?
No, I'd be doing spoken word along with the guitar.
Spoken word for guitar.
Yeah.
I love that. People Lou the Belgium, they can look out for Lou doing spoken word with his guitar. And we all know the talent show that's got for every parish. My man says he's going to represent Christ Church. Big up Lou the Belgium. People's Ahanjia Daniel. Big up Ahanjia, my boy Freshy. My nephew Rachel, big up Raccoon Drums, Cherish, and my girl Carissa. Ollie. Blaze that one on the outside.
Yeah. From Milan, funny scene, I'm inside, said mean, and everybody think me done, mommy, I warm up. Yeah, me no start. Everything fresh from me, clothes on me, carry a spin. Never pretty, and me hustle like a boss. And tell them haters to watch me riding.
Some me ball out, drinks in me head, some me all out.